This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Female Health and Pregnancy channels. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. James Bettoni, board-certified high-risk maternal fetal medicine doctor and founder and creator of the new app, Pregnancy Power, based out of Boise, Idaho. Dr. James Bettoni also has published the Pregnancy Power Workbook. Dr. Bettoni, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and your credentials to kick things off.
I'm a maternal fetal medicine physician, and if people don't know what that is, it's an OBGYN, which is a four-year training after med school, and then another 3 years just to do high-risk obstetrics. So I basically take care of moms that have medical issues and also prenatally diagnose babies with anomalies, et cetera.
And why did you decide to create the Pregnancy Power app?
So it developed from the book, because the book developed almost 10 years ago when my co-author, who's a nurse practitioner, and I both found that we just didn't have enough time to teach the patients all the information that they needed to know. And the reason the book was written is it's a workbook is because it's more actively involves the patient. So there are certain books out there that have questions and answers that pregnant patients all want to know. But when you just read it, as many people know, they read and you could be daydreaming, but the book is set up and the app that there's questions and you have to, the answers aren't right there. So as with the app, the answers are, you have a choice of four. So in any learning of anything, whether it's a foreign language or medicine or whatever, when you have to think about the answer and then you get it wrong and you learn the right answer, you're going to remember it better. And that's hopefully the patients will remember the information about pregnancy, because there are some things that we say over and over, for example, fetal kick counts, how to count that the baby's moving. And that's kind of what sparred us writing the book, is we've had patients come in and had stillbirths because we say, you know, is the baby moving? And they say, well, it hasn't moved for 2 days. Have you done fetal kick counts? Oh, I forgot how to do them. Or, you know, they never taught me or whatever. And so this helps the patient teach themselves, and it gives the providers a break because there's a lot of information to know about pregnancy, as I'm sure you can imagine.
I bet. Now, how is it different than any other pregnancy app that is out there?
So a couple of things are, we spent 3 years doing a lot of research. So we just, since I just do obstetrics, there are some obstetric apps out there. Many of them aren't written by physicians. And the ones that are, there's many that are written by OBGYNs, which is, like I said, a four-year residency. Then maternal fetal is just OB. I don't do any GYN. And so the difference is it's all referenced to American College of OBGYN, Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine. So up-to-date evidence-based literature, number one. And number two, it's interactive. So the patient, it's the only app where the patient has to actually physically think about the answer and put yes or no. And if they get it wrong, they get the screen will flip and give them a whole explanation.
Today we are speaking with Dr. James Bettoni, board-certified high-risk maternal fetal medicine doctor and founder and creator of the new app, Pregnancy Power, based out of Boise, Idaho, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Pregnancy channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Bettoni, did you develop this app to replace your published workbook due to the change in times and people using apps?
That's a great question, Eric, and actually, yes, because I still see patients and everyone uses their phone, as you probably know now. It's their lifeline. And the published books, people don't carry around books, but they carry around their phone. And the app actually has more than the book, because the book has ability to write answers in and still make you think. The app, besides being like a game, because there's choices of your answers, there's also a baby kick counter or fetal kick counter, so that helps the patient either talk or click to make sure baby's moving. Also has a place that they can keep their labs. So people that travel now, a lot of women have corporate jobs where they're all over. They can keep all their information centrally localized on their phone.
And lastly, what are your goals for this new app? What do you have on the table there for the future?
I think the biggest goal is to take all that information that, you know, the average woman buys, pregnant woman buys 4 books for pregnancy. And there's a lot of information on the net, and there's information overload, and it's to take information from, you know, blogs of mommy blogs and evidence-based literature and actually take all the information that's out there and put it into one streamline where it's all medically based and referenced to medical literature for the patient, and it's concise so it's not too much. But it's the information they need to know for the pregnancy.
Well, Dr. Pitone, we certainly have appreciated your time today and certainly wish you continued success with this app. I think it's a fabulous idea what you've done here, taking it from the workbook to smartphones all around the world. Where can our listeners get more information on the app and take advantage of the app? And how can they be in touch if they chose to do so?
So thanks, Eric. The app, since it was a several-year deal, I didn't realize how much because I'm a physician. It's just in iTunes, and you can download it from our website, which is pregnancypower.org. It's not .com. And there's a link to get the app, or it's also in the iTunes store at the Pregnancy Power app. And people can, when they write questions in there, they don't go to some third party in another country. They actually come to me. So if there's information that's wanted, they can put it in right through the website, and it comes to me or my partner, who's the co-author, and she's a certified nurse practitioner, and we answer the questions.
And you can't beat that. Well, Dr. Pitone, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wishing you all the best.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Eric. Have a great one.
And you too, and thanks so much. We've been speaking with Dr. James Pitone, board-certified high-risk maternal-fetal medicine doctor and founder and creator of the new app, Pregnancy Power. And to pick up this app, simply visit pregnancypower.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.